Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
The deadline to submit comments to the Environmental Protection Agency's atrazine proposal is next Friday. The National Corn Growers Association is encouraging growers to join its call to action and submit comments to the EPA on the important role atrazine plays in their work. The call to action was launched over the summer as the EPA began revising its restrictions for atrazine. The EPA is proposing a level concern for atrazine at 3.4 parts per billion, down from the current level of 15 parts per billion. The move would significantly impair the effective use of atrazine on farms, that's according to the NCGA. Brooks Appleton, the NCGA Vice President of Public Policy, says reducing the effectiveness of the important herbicide will hinder the work of farmers and turn the clock back on our conservation efforts. Since the organization launched the call to action back on July 20th, more than 3,000 growers have commented. Wednesday marked a day-long White House-sponsored conference with various stakeholders discussing how to end hunger and improve nutrition and health in our nation by the year 2030. Rod Bain for the USDA has more.
The conference has significant responsibilities to explore and define our nutrition problems and to map out recommendations for an immediate program of action.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack opening the White House Conference on Hunger, Nutrition, and Health Wednesday. The day-long, live and virtual conference designed to address various issues associated with its focal subjects, including a national strategy as announced by President Joe Biden.
The national strategy recognizes the critical role that nutrition plays in our health and our healthcare system, and acknowledges that we have to give families the tools to keep them healthy.
The national strategy contains five pillars, with breakout sessions focusing on areas within those pillars during the conference. The president emphasized the pillars and strategy will play a role in reaching goals such as
end hunger in this country by the year 2030 and lower the toll that diet-related diseases takes on for too many Americans.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
The supply chain continues to be challenging for Americans, not only when it comes to products coming into the U.S., but getting out. Chris Voigt is the executive director of the Washington State Potato Commission, says they continue to struggle when it comes to getting products overseas, despite red-hot demand for U.S. potatoes. He says if they could just get those potato products on a boat, they could be doing wonderfully.
We're still struggling to get, let's say, our French fries or our tater tots or hash brown patties on boats to get over to the market. And we're seeing actually a huge erosion of our market share just because we can't get product to our customers in very specific rim countries.
This is Inside Agriculture.